contestants. An office manager and literary agency assistant from Macbeth, New York, Denise Cage. A scientific illustrator from San Francisco, California, Doug Beckner. And our returning champion, a wine tasting consultant from Bellajack, Michigan, Jennifer Whale, whose 5 days cash winnings total $149,500. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thanks, Johnny. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to pick up where I left things at the end of yesterday's program. Jennifer, you're a big movie fan. You bet only $1,000 in the final. Why?
I didn't know which Oscar year it was going to be. If it was recent, but if I didn't know if it was my favorite movie, I mean, I would have bet more, but...
Okay, Doug and Denise, you now know what you're dealing with in this game. Good luck. Here we go. Let's take a look at the category, shall we? Starting off with the second largest city in the state. Ah, followed by TV Moms, In Full, A Hat Tip to You, Taking a Vowel of Silence. And finally, oh, this sounds dangerous. There once was this man from Limerick Time. Jennifer.
A Hat Tip to You, 200.
Still popular, this flat, soft cap is named for the bygone professional who said, paper, mister? Doug.
What is a newsboy?
Good.
I will go for 400, hat tip.
A survivor at this site recognized Colonel Crockett lying dead and mutilated and remembered seeing his coonskin cap lying by his side. Jennifer.
What is the Alamo?
Right.
Hat, 600.
Here's Teddy Roosevelt on November 16th, 1906, inspecting a massive feat of engineering, wearing what would be named this kind of hat. Jennifer.
What is a Panama hat?
Correct.
Hat 8.
Abe Lincoln kept papers and speeches in this type of top hat he wore to Ford's Theater the night he was shot. Jennifer.
What is a stovepipe?
Correct.
Hat 1000.
In the United States, we call one hat a derby. The Brits stay in their lane and get sportier by calling it this. They call it a bowler, not a derby. Jennifer.
There once was this man from 200.
Brazil, who kicked a ball with some skill, finding the holes, scored 1,200 plus goals, and gave us two decades of thrill. Jennifer.
Who's Pele?
Pele, yes.
There once was a man from 400.
A man from Chicago. His Senate seat, golden, said Blago, won a Nobel for peace. His term did cease. Don't think he'll stay at Mar-a-Lago. Jennifer.
Who's Obama?
Correct.
There once was a man, 600.
From Maine, who made shoes to fight off the rain. His catalog mailed and clothing detailed. Outdoors would be his domain. Jennifer.
Who's L.L. Bean?
Yeah.
Man 8.
Man from Iran, who ruled with too firm a hand. According to text, Khomeini was next. He was no longer the king of his land. Jennifer.
Who's the Shah?
Right.
Man 1000.
There was a man from St. Louis, the ragtime king, I can prove this, wrote Maple Leaf Rag with hardly a snag. Now say his name. Come on, do this. Doug.
Who is Scott Joplin?
Correct.
Vowel of Silence, 400.
You, in this basketball backcourt position. That would be guard. The U is silent. Doug?
600. Vowel.
A, in this 12-letter word that precedes involved to describe lovers. Jennifer?
What is romantically?
Yeah.
In full, 200.
The full Latin name for this 1215 document translates to the Great Charter of Freedoms. Denise.
What is the Magna Carta?
Yes.
In full, 400.
Despite being part of the name, and explosives did not make it into the initials for this government bureau. Jennifer.
What is the ATF?
ATF, good.
In full, 6.
Borat is subtitled Cultural Learnings of America for Make Benefit Glorious Nation of This. Denise.
What is Kazakhstan?
Kazakhstan. Good country, Kazakhstan. We take break now. Denise Page is from Mastiff, New York. And I want to hear about your dad. He served in the Canadian Armed Forces. Where did he serve?
He was actually a military nurse and was posted all around the country and served tours in the Persian Gulf and also in Afghanistan.
So you got to do a lot of traveling as a child.
Definitely did, yes.
You got to see a lot of country.
Yeah.
It's a big country. Doug Beckner is from San Francisco. Speaking of traveling, you did some work in Tanzania?
Yes, I did. I was able to be a part of a fossil hunting team in the Serengeti. Lived in a tent for about 3 months out in the bush without firearms and had to make sure to keep your boots in the tent because the hyenas would drag them off later on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Jennifer Quayle is our champion, ladies and gentlemen. You have been to Skywalker Ranch.
I have, yes.
All right, tell the folks about it.
Well, I belong to a group of internet Star Wars fans. We've been together long enough that some people's children who were born when we all met are now old enough to drink. And long story short, we kind of got noticed by Lucasfilm Marketing and Fan Relations at the time, and they actually invited a group of us to come and be their guests for a tour of the ranch while they were in production on episode 2.
Oh,
it was really exciting. It was beautiful. I mean, there were deer in near the parking lot after we left, and we kind of accused them. They those are CGI deer, right? You just put those there so it would look perfect, right?
No, they were real.
They were real.
All right. Denise, you're in command of the board right now. Make the next selection for everyone.
TV Moms for 600.
Tova Feldshuh had a recurring role as Rachel Bloom's mom, Naomi Bunch, on this musical comedy. Jennifer.
What is Glee?
Nope. Denise.
What is Crazy Ex-Girlfriend?
You got it.
TV Moms for 800.
Scene here, Wendy McClendon Covey plays Mom Beverly on this sitcom set in 1980-something. Denise.
What is The Goldbergs?
Good.
TV Moms 1,000.
During the run of this comedy, actress Deborah Jo Rupp and her character Kitty Foreman both quit smoking. Denise?
What is That 70s Show?
Right again.
TV Moms for 400.
This character was mom to Marcia, Jan, Cindy, Greg, Peter, and Bobby. Jennifer?
Who's Carol?
Carol Brady, yes.
In full 800.
Answer, Daily Double. You're still in the lead, but Denise has moved up to challenge.
1,000.
All right, here's the clue. The Military College of South Carolina is in the full name of this school.
What is the Citadel?
That's it. Go again.
In full 1,000.
This Mideast country is known as the Hashemite Kingdom. Jennifer.
What is Jordan?
Correct.
Vowel 200.
Oh, in this spotted cat. Denise.
Is leopard?
Good.
Vowel of silence, 800.
E, in this chance occurrence, which your hole-in-one was, you lucky so-and-so. Doug.
What is a fluke?
Fluke is right. Less than a minute now.
Vowel 1,000.
I, in this type of school, like UC Berkeley's Haas. Doug.
What is architecture?
Nope.
Oh.
What is business? Go, Doug.
I will take second largest city, 400.
For those of you all keeping score, it's New Orleans, 344,000. This capital city, 230,000. Jennifer.
What is Baton Rouge?
Good.
Second largest, 2.
Yale University helped this city take second behind Bridgeport. Denise.
What is New Haven?
Good.
Second largest city, 1,000.
Boston has a 400,000-plus edge on this city, whose pronunciation doesn't match up so well with its spelling. Denise.
What is Worcester?
Worcester. Worcester. Yes.
Second largest city, 800.
Miami is half the size of this seaport city further north. Jennifer.
What is Tampa?
Nope. Doug or Denise?
Hmm.
What is Jacksonville? And with that, Jennifer, you're at 6,200. Doug, though, the one going first in Double Jeopardy after this. Doug goes first in this Double Jeopardy round. I hope he enjoys these categories, starting off with naval history, followed by vocabulary, a Cinderella story, ah, sweet, science, Italian authors, and finally, coming out of your shell. Doug.
Science for 2,000, please.
Scientists have achieved science fiction-style teleportation, though only with this elementary particle of light. Doug.
What is a photon?
You are right.
1600 science.
Symbolized HF. This element gets its name from a Latin name for Copenhagen, where it was discovered in 1923. Doug.
What is hafnium?
That's it.
1200.
As adults, some of these blood-sucking arthropods, believed to cause Lyme disease and Q fever, can go over a year without feeding. Denise?
What are ticks?
Ticks, yes.
Italian authors, 1600.
Answer, daily double.
I'll wager 2000.
Okay, here's the clue. Chapter one of this Umberto Eco novel begins as a sphere swayed back and forth with isochronal majesty.
What is the name of the rose?
No. What is Foucault's pendulum? Go again.
Italian authors, 1200.
It is safer to be feared than loved, opines Machiavelli in The Prince, dedicated to this man. Doug.
Who is Medici?
Lorenzo de Medici, yes.
Italian authors for 2000, please.
With works like 1877's Studies of Women, Luigi Capuana was a leader of this movement, Italian for realism. And the movement is Verismo. Verismo. Doug.
Science for 800.
It's the splitting of the nucleus of an atom into two or more nuclei. Jennifer?
What is fusion?
No. Denise?
What is fission?
Fission, yes.
A Cinderella Story, 1200.
Stephen Sondheim wove the story into the wider action of this fairy tale musical in 1987. Denise.
What is Into the Woods?
You got it.
Cinderella, 1600.
Known for another children's lit reboot, this author sent up Cinderella with Confessions of an Ugly Stepsister. Jennifer.
Who's Maguire?
Gregory Maguire, yes.
Naval History, 400.
Launched in 1959, the USS Long Beach was the world's first surface warship powered by this. Doug.
What is nuclear power?
Good.
Naval History, 800.
Congress presented him a gold medal in 1787 for his naval leadership during the American Revolution. Jennifer.
Who's John Paul Jones?
He's the one.
Naval 12.
Codename Husky, a massive Allied amphibious landing operation was launched on July 10th, 1943, against this Mediterranean island. Jennifer.
What is Sicily?
That's the island.
Naval 16.
After the Civil War began, this Dan the Torpedo's naval hero gave up his Virginia home to fight for the Union. Jennifer.
Was Farragut?
David Farragut, yes.
Naval 2000.
One of the first clashes of modern armored warships was 1905's Battle of the Tsushima Strait during this war in Asia. Jennifer.
Was the Russo-Japanese War?
Correct.
Vocabulary 4.
It's the structure over the entrance of a theater advertising the upcoming show and its performers. Denise.
Is the marquee?
Good.
Cinderella 2000.
The best-known versions of the rags-to-royalty story are based on the one by this French fairy tale author in the 1600s. Jennifer?
It's Pierrot.
Pardon?
Pierrot.
We're accepting that. Charles Perrault. Yes.
Cinderella 8.
In the 1998 film Ever After, Dougray Scott plays this key role in the tale. Denise.
Who is the prince?
Prince is right.
Vocabulary 1600.
A short, metal-tipped stick carried by military officers. Or to walk with an arrogant air. Jennifer.
What is swagger?
Swagger, correct.
Vocabulary 12.
The Latin for fruit gives us this term for the knob on the hilt of a sword or the front part of a saddle. Jennifer.
What is a pommel?
Pommel, correct.
Vocabulary 8.
Here's Jimmy.
I'm holding a pole that's 7 feet 9 inches to illustrate the distance between Utah Jazz center Rudy Gobert's outstretched fingertips, also known by this bird term.
Jennifer.
What is wingspan?
Yes.
Vocabulary 2000.
This plain woven lightweight cotton fabric is named for an Iraqi city. The Iraqi city is Mosul, and the correct response, what is Muslim? Jennifer.
Coming out of your shell, 400.
In 2010, a 718 carat one of these was found inside an abalone shell. Doug.
What is a pearl?
Good.
Coming out of your shell, 2,000.
Answer. Daily double.
I guess I'm going to have to bet 6,000.
All right, here's the clue. Last name of British officer Henry, who invented a very destructive artillery shell at the beginning of the 19th century.
What is a mortar?
No, what is shrapnel? Shrapnel, darn. All right, go again.
Shell 1600.
This Los Angeles amphitheater's first two band shells were designed by Frank Lloyd Wright's son, Lloyd. Doug.
What is the Hollywood Bowl?
Yes.
1200 shell.
These two words precede shell in the name of the European parent company of Shell Oil. Doug.
What is Royal Dutch?
That's it. Less than a minute.
800 shell, please.
Super hard shell paste is one product from this protective brand for your car. Denise.
What is Armorall?
Nope. Doug.
What is Turtle Wax?
That's it.
800 Italian authors.
Giovanni Verga turned his own story, Cavalleria Rusticana, into a play, and it was famously turned into this in 1890. Jennifer?
What is an opera?
That's it.
Italian authors, 400.
Divino Poeta was a title given to this 14th century Italian writer. Jennifer?
Who is Dante?
Yes.
Cinderella 4?
In the version compiled by these brothers in the 1800s, bird friends of Cinderella blind her two evil stepsisters. Denise.
We're grim?
Yes. Now we won't get to the last clue in science, but Jennifer, impressive once again. Final Jeopardy to come. Today deals with National Historical Parks. Sounds tough, doesn't it? We'll find out when we reveal the clue.
Shredded documents in Baltimore County schools now catches the governor's attention. Tonight, the potentially criminal accusations against administrators.
Chilly temperatures across the area through the overnight. I'm tracking those cold temperatures and the look ahead to our next rain snowmaker.
A camel in a Geico ad asks, Mike, what day is it? And here's this nickname for Wednesday. What is hump day? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm going to go out on a limb and make a prediction that at least one of these three players comes up with a correct response in National Historical Parks. Here is your clue. Established in 2015, the Manhattan Project National Historical Park has sites in Hanford, Washington, Los Alamos, New Mexico, and this Tennessee city. 30 seconds, players. Good luck. We'll start in the middle with you, Doug. You had 4,200. What did you put down as your response? You came up with Tennessee Valley. That's incorrect. It'll cost you, sir, $4,100, leaving you with just $100. To your left, Denise Page had 6,600. Her response was Nashville. A guess, I take it, but incorrect. It'll cost you $65.99. You dropped to a dollar. And now we come to Jennifer Quayle. A champion with 19,400 going into the final. She made my prediction come true. Oak Ridge is the correct response, and the wager, $2,500 only. All right. The total today, $21,900, and now a six-day total of $171,400. She's playing like a champ. She is a champ. Come and join us tomorrow. See you then.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.